Cloudy skies, I think. 64 degrees.
Why don't we ask somebody who's been out there most recently?
Who would that be?
That would be Park Ranger Brian Holmes from the Lorain County Metro Parks. What's outside conditions? What do you think it is out there? What would you say?
Conditions outside this morning are cloudy, breezy, and definitely not a July, typical July day. More of a fall July, fall morning with the clouds moving in and not typical July.
Though, Greg, you promised tomorrow will be a beautiful day. This is what you've said to me.
It's supposed to be beautiful, and I think tomorrow we will be on the back deck.
Where is the back deck here?
Down the hall and to the right. It's beautiful, overlooking
the French Creek.
Yeah.
So if I go out this other entrance, that's the trail that I would take.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
So that takes me to the trail. There's the back deck that's further down there. Okay.
Do we need bug spray, Brian?
Well, yeah, you probably should bring some bug spray tomorrow. With all this wet weather we're having, we're seeing a lot of mosquitoes out. So, bring the bug spray and hopefully bring some suntan lotion, maybe some...
How optimistic are you? You tell me it's cloudy, it's suntan lotion.
Who's bringing the cooler? How about a grill? Can we do hot dogs and hamburgers tomorrow?
Well, that's why people like the Metro Parks. It gives them a place not only to come out and have picnics and things like that. What's your kind of standard day for you, if there is such a thing in the Metro Parks?
Well, standard day for me is I wear many different hats. I'm the park manager, ranger captain for the North Parks. I manage Black River, French Creek reservations. And so it's getting the staff up and going in the morning, daily maintenance, checking reports, logs from the rangers from the night before, and just making sure everything's in tip-top shape. My motto is, and the park district's motto is, clean park's a safe park. So we're busy. But this morning, I was able to get out, run the trail. Not physically run it. I actually drive the trail. And it's beautiful. The 5.5 miles that we have at the Black River, that runs along the Black River, it's just the Bridgeway Trail Steel Mill. It's an awesome trail, especially first thing in the morning. Get the first glimpse of everything.
I run a couple 5Ks that takes you up on that steel mill trail. That's really unusual.
Yeah, I really like that trail. I like that trail a lot, that section. We opened that up in 2008, and that brings industrial history and natural history together. And it's just awesome because when you come into you go through the steel mill underneath the trestles where they run the trains back and forth with the rolled steel, and then you come up into the moonscape, which is the slag field. And when we first entered into the slag field there back in prior to 2008, it was like walking on the moon. It was just a moonscape look, and now Mother Nature has taken it back. So you get that, and then if you look across the river, you get a good view of the steel mill. So it shows a lot of history. You know, the steel mill opened up in 1895, and it's still going. Not as productive as it was, but it's still going, and it's just great to see that industrial history and natural history come together. Now, you guys had Dr. Herndorf in just recently, and he talks about the history just right over there by the steel mills, the Burl site, and they're doing an active dig over there, and they found some great things over there, and so that also brings in some historical perspective as well, being that close to all that.
You mentioned industry and nature. A lot of times industry takes over nature and it kind of disregards it, and there's a period of time either where it seems that industry is almost like spitting on nature in a sense, but nature's always there. Once industry starts, that nature will take over and reclaim anything that's been left behind.
And absolutely, that's what it's doing over in the slag field. It's amazing, the flora and fauna that's just popping right back up. And just, even I took some folks on a tram ride yesterday down through the steel mill portion, and we had an opportunity to see some rabbits, some deer. We even occasionally will catch a beaver coming up out of the river and chewing on the cottonwoods trees to try to dam up the river, but they're not very successful down there because that's pretty wide down there.
We're talking this morning with Ranger Brian Holmes. You mentioned about wearing many different hats. Do you have a ranger hat. I've seen you many times, mostly indoors. You got the full outfit?
Is that... Yeah. We have campaign hats. We have campaign hats that we wear in the summer and winter. One's all felt, and the other one's the old straw. So like the old Smokey Bear hat. Yes, we wear those.
And your official capacity, what authority do you have in the Metro Parks?
Well, we are commissioned officers. We all go through the police academy. And what we do is we can enforce park rules and regulations, and along with Ohio Revised Code, traffic and criminal. So we, when I go and talk to groups of people to let us know who we are, we're like the police officer in the park. We make sure, again, a clean park's a safe park. We protect people from people, people from animals, and animals from people, or natural resources from people. So, you know, we're, I always say 97% of the people come into the park to have a good time, follow our rules, and it's that other 3% that you just kind of, they kind of stick out, and you don't have to go looking for them. They're out violating park rules or other violations as well. So
you mentioned that sometimes people might have a problem with an animal. For instance, what might that be?
Well, the biggest thing is wild animals are unpredictable because they're wild. We don't know what they're going to do. So the best thing to do is, you know, stop, back off, and, you know, contact either us or wildlife officer. Because, again, you know, if you're sick, when you don't feel like being poked or prod or picked up, and sometimes we get animals get sick as well. So the best thing to do is just stay back, get somebody in that knows what they're doing, animal control, wildlife officer, park ranger, especially the kids. We tell the kids, stop, back up, and call for help. You know.
What might we see here as we walk the trails?
Oh, look what we have up here. Does not this represent what things that are in the Metro Parks at one time or another?
At one time, yes. Everything that's here at the French Creek Nature and Culture Arts Center. At one time, most likely roamed these parts of Ohio. But now you're going to see white-tailed deer, eastern wild turkey, red squirrels, gray squirrels, fox squirrels, all kinds of migratory birds, songbirds, waterfowl, muskrat, beaver. So, I mean, there's a host of things you'll see. Just not wildlife, but also the beautiful trees, the flowers that we have out back along the trail.
Poison ivy, maybe? We
do have poison ivy, if that's what you like.
Well, I don't know. That's what you're talking about. That's why you like to stay to people stay on the trail.
Yes, yeah. Very important to stay on the trail at all times. Our trails are clearly marked. They're either paved or crushed limestone, or have like we have some ones that we called the they're natural trails, so little wood chips, mulch, and but they're clearly marked. We have them marked with placards and directional signs, so you'll know if you're off trail, because most of our trails are at least 10 to 12 feet wide, and they're clearly marked.
Now, did your career start in law enforcement, and then this is the outdoor activity that kind of got connected to it, or were you somebody who really enjoyed the outdoors? How did this career come about for you?
Well, it started with, growing up. My family were all outdoors. We had the love of the outdoors, hunting, fishing, hiking, camping, and it just carried over. So I went to The Ohio State University, go Bucks, and I got my start right here in Lorain County at Finley State Park back in 1992. And that's where I got hooked. So, but I knew I wanted to work out in the outdoors, and I wanted to work with people, because that's truly my two favorite things, working with people and working in the outdoors.
Anything you can think of, some of the great things you've seen related to animals, or just, you know, you mentioned how you get out there early in the morning and you probably see sort of the beginning of something. What kind of sticks out for you that makes you really enjoy what you do?
Well, I love eastern wild turkeys. There's a couple spots here in the park. If you get up early and get in early to open up the parks, just to hear them gobble at sunrise, that's a neat sound. To hear them just gobble from the limb, and occasionally you'll catch a coyote you know, early in the morning, running across the trail, or a fox. I did watch a fox once. Wind was in my favor, and I watched a fox, red fox, go through a meadow hunting crickets and mice. And I got close enough that it just had no idea it was there, and just watched it, you know, pounce on these mice and crickets as it was going through the meadow. It was pretty cool.
Wow. I need things happening here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Of course, these are the slower animals above us, the ones that there's like
a caribou. Killer. Yeah, we got a timber wolf. Now, again, some of these animals at one time may or may not have habited the state of Ohio, but
right.
Pretty close. I mean,
well, I should disclaimer, he is not a naturalist, so we don't need to trust him on most of everything that we have to
well,
say, right?
I'm not too bad. Now that wolverine definitely does not belong here. You know, he belongs to that state up north.
Yeah, I know. What is that really? We should turn that around the other way as well. But a lot of great things to see in the Metro Parks. Also here at the French Creek Nature Center, which is not only the outside talking about the trails and that, but these different facilities that we have.
This is really great here, the French Creek Cultural Arts and Nature Center. It really has a great, it's a great place because you can take in nature and then come in and take some cultural arts in. Rick Fortney does a wonderful job here, and just bringing in folks to see musicals and plays, and his staff does a wonderful job. And just, you come in here and you have an opportunity to take in, like I said, a lot of the local arts, crafts, and just, it gives people, you know, a sense of pride that, hey, this was, you know, made here in Lorain County, and it's now being sold here in Lorain County.
Right, it's a community gathering place, too, for a lot of different things that I've seen. And again, we are broadcasting live from the French Creek Nature Center, and we are spotlighting the Sheffields as we continue on. And Brian Holmes, thanks for stopping in.
Well, not a problem.
Get you back out there on the trails.
Yes. Much to do today.
Ranger Holmes will be on the prowl, as they say, out there at the Lorain County Metro Parks. And thanks for coming in. Appreciate your
thanks for having
time
me.
This morning.